Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, this is so exciting. We have another prophetic word for you. This is the seventh of the 17 words. And don't forget, you get the rest of them in our previous program. But this particular word is about revival and revolution and reformation that's going to begin to take place. And Dutch Sheets writes about a book he just released, and this book's called The Way Back. And he's talking about we've got to begin to dig in and begin to be trailblazers in reformation, reforming how we do things and restructuring. As a matter of fact, let's listen right now to Patricia King. She talks about this prophetic word about revival, revolution, reformation, and the mantles that are going out this year. Let's take a look.
Also, number 7, revival, revolution, and reformation. Get ready to receive revival anointings, revolutionary anointings, and reformer anointings. And I see them, I see these mantles going out. Over many of you that are watching right now are receiving those mantles. Many individuals, many of you who have felt in this last season very empty and dry and unfruitful, kind of distant from God, are going to experience personal renewal in 2017. Some of you, it's already started. But especially after February the 14th of this year, there's going to be many individuals. All of a sudden, they're going to feel like they came out of a dark cave. They're going to come out and see the light, so to speak. And also, there's going to be apostolic revival centers that are already present, but it's going to expand. A lot of the ones that are already in the earth are going to be strengthened, but there's going to be a birthing of new ones that are going to be these centers that will host like maybe local churches, healing rooms, prayer rooms, prayer houses. It's like a combination of things that birth revival. And they're going to be these apostolic revival centers, and I see them in all the nations of the world. I see a revival trail in the spirit in Australia. I see it in South Africa. I see Zimbabwe right now. And so there's different nations of the world, especially, that are going to carry, it's almost like like pockets of these revival centers, these apostolic revival centers that is going to be amazing. And so they're going to expand and become more established, more deeply established in 2017. Now, in the area of revolution, listen to this. Anything that causes you to feel revolted inside of your spirit is ground, is seed for a revolution, to make change, to revolt against it. And so there's going to be holy revolution in areas in 2017 where you'll see a company of believers raised up, individuals who will say, enough is enough. I'm revolted by this or that or the other. In fact, Donald Trump again, I'm going to bring up his name again because I believe that God is raising him up as a revolutionary, that there's things that he sees that are revolting him as far as injustices in the nation that are going to be brought back into order. If you are revolted in your heart about something, you have the invitation to be a revolutionary. So I see revolutionaries emerging, and that is going to result in reformation or reforming. Again, I'm speaking over Trump right now for the nation, is that there's going to be a reforming of different structures in the nation that are going to facilitate the goodness of God or the purposes of God. So many of you are going to be invited by the Lord to be his holy revolutionaries and reformers in this hour. Okay, I wanted to read to you a word from Cindy Jacobs, Apostolic Council Prophetic Elders Gathering. And she writes this, we are hearing the words, new wine, new wine. A convergence of all the past moves of God are coming together with the manifestations of Pentecostal fire. The healing and deliverance crusades, the latter rain glory being poured out with new realms of glory, the evangelicals' burden of the lost, and the Jesus people movement, love for the lost, the gifts of the Holy Spirit from the charismatic renewal movement, the third wave theological credibility, the revelation of the prophetic movement, and the relational networking of the apostolic reformation that includes an understanding of reforming and transformation society in each mountain or sphere. In other words, all of those are going to come together and manifest in a fourth wave. The great convergence of the ages is coming with a historic fourth wave of the Holy Spirit and a reformation that will lead to the great transformation of nations. Wow, this is an amazing word. Now, I was in a meeting with Cindy Jacobs just last August at the HIM gathering, where she brought some of this forward, and there was such a weight of presence in the room as she brought that forth, that word. It was just awesome. Mark Sharona also alluded to it, and other prophets. I tell you, we are going to experience things in the Spirit. It's still in this birthing stage, but the prophets have spoken. Now, a prophecy is not a guarantee. It's an invitation. But when you know the will of God, then you can position yourself to pray it forth, just like Jesus' disciples did when he prophesied over them that the coming of the Spirit would come. Then they went into prayer, continuous united prayer, and gave birth to that prophetic word. And so we see the birthing of it in Acts 2 for the outpouring of the Spirit. The same is going to happen now. The people of God are going to be praying in this fourth wave. I'm excited about it. She writes, the wind of the Holy Spirit is going to blow with new renewal movements arising in the youth upon centuries-old churches. The power of the Holy Spirit will be poured out in a new, fresh way, manifesting through the young and the old. The miracles that have seemed only to happen infrequently are going to be dramatic. Many working miracles that are creative in nature will be seen in hundreds of churches across the world. Centuries-old churches that have prayed for a renewal move of the Holy Spirit will see their prayers answered. It is time for a new Pentecost. Some that criticize those who are longing for renewal will find they are put out of leadership in their churches and denominations. That's a warning. Both the young and the old will see the power of the Holy Spirit fall on them. This again will result in many, many new missionaries being sent out across the face of the earth that are willing to go to the most difficult and hard to reach areas. And I've seen this especially amongst the younger generation, the millennials, and the seniors. There's going to be a new movement, a new wave of anointing, of empowerment, and of calling that is going to call them to abandon everything and go. And so we are going to see this. Central Asia will be majorly impacted by this missions movement. God is calling a new generation who will go out and evangelize the world. The numbers of those going to preach will increase in large proportion compared to the generation before them. Whoa.
This is so exciting. I mean, we think about even with us, the Lord told us very specifically early on, he wanted us to establish an apostolic center. He wanted us to establish what we call the VFN Dream Center. We were going to be in Texas, but God said, no, I want it established on the Gulf Coast, because God was going to establish a glory zone where the nations are going to be reaching. You think about all these different things that he's doing. We're no apostolic hubs are being set up and have been set up all around the world. I think about the Church of His Presence in Alabama. I think about Corinth, Texas, and what's happening there with the Chuck Pierce and Dutch Sheets, and they're just all over the place. But it's this cross-pollination taking place, and I want to encourage you, if you haven't yet become a part of VFN Kingdom Business, where we're all, you know, coming together to do what God's about to birth in this land, this is time to be a part of. You can go to VFNTV.com, check out Partner Now, and get connected, because when we start cross-pollinating and sharing what God's doing and helping out each other in business and ministry and in education and arts and entertainment, all these significant parts of society, the whole culture shifts. Transformation is what it's all about. And that's what the VFN Dream Center is about, and that's what all apostolic centers are about. Almost like outposts were first established when America was going west. They would put an outpost out there, and then community would birth around that, and they would support all that was taking place.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.